Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in an each winning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from the Netherlands in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Hello everybody, my name is Sarah Lupton, and today we have here a worker for the Oxford Publishing House, Khaled Morgan Levy, and a pupil from St. Mary Levon CSA School in London. Her name is Peyton Rain.
Hello, I'm Morgan, and it is a honor to be here with you.
Hi, sure. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you. My name is Peyton.
The pleasure is ours. As you probably know, in this section we are going to talk about a conversation theme, which is teenagers do not read.
In this technological era, reading books in a traditional way is getting unusual. Suddenly, reading is not as trendy as before.
Yes, that's true, but we usually get annoyed when senior people say that we don't read enough. The truth is that times have changed a lot, and nowadays people have a tendency to read on technological devices and on social media. We usually read other type of things.
Oh, that is an interesting point. But do teenagers find enjoyable and relaxing reading for? Do they prefer watching TV, series or films?
It depends on the person, but mostly, people of my age enjoy watching series, films or chatting with friends. Personally, when I'm lying in the sand of the beach, I read a book or do something more traditional. On the other hand, when I'm happy or it's cool outside, I'm more comfortable watching some series or films at home.
Yes, some studies conclude that nowadays teenagers watch a lot of films in English.
For sure, I have a question. When teenagers read in their free time, how often do they think they do it?
I think that when someone is upset with a book, needs to read more because you want to find out what it is going to happen next. It is like a drug. You want more and more.
Yes, it's like in the series. You need to know more and more. So you became an addicted reader, and you can turn into a reader that reads all the time, no matter where you are. You read everywhere.
Peyton, do you like reading in your mother language, or do you prefer a foreign language?
Well, right now I'm learning Spanish, so I like reading in Spanish to learn the language better. But I usually read in Basque too, because together with English, it's my mother language and I love it.
And how often do you discover new material to read?
I normally discover books on social media or internet. There I always find very good recommendations.
But some people still go to bookshops to ask the employee for a recommendation.
Wow, I have never done that. But what do teenagers like to read?
In the statistics that are published in House Oxford, that's annually, this year, 2019, the most read of the bestsellers have been mystery, love and science fiction books.
In our school, we have a very big library where this year mystery and adventure books have been always ordered by lots of students. With that, I can guess that teenagers like adventure and mystery books.
Can both of you recommend a book?
About a couple years ago, The 39 Steps was released. It is a very interesting book, a murder happens, and there is a mystery to solve.
The book that I'm going to recommend you is about a boy called Cornelius, who loves tulips and her beloved Rosa. He wants to win a prize to impress Rosa, but he has enemies. The book is called The Black Tulip. I found this book very interesting and easy to read. I took it from the library of my high school.
I'm motivated, and I'm going to recommend you another book that I have recently read. It's called Moby Dick. It's about an adventure of a sailor who is hunting a white whale.
Wow, we have a lot of viewers here.
Yes, that's right. We are running out of time, and we have to finish this week's program.
Thanks for inviting me, Sarah. It has been a pleasure. Bye.
Bye, have a nice day.